Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW, here in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest, Kevin Knox, who is the race director for Change Your Latitude Race. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in to talk about this race, which maybe people have heard about because this race has been going on for 8 years now. But for those who are new to Sitka or just haven't heard about the race, what are we talking about?
What is Change Your Latitude? Well, you know, we kind of threw the name out there to kind of play on the fact that Change Your Latitude is the northernmost, so at 57 degrees north, the northernmost open ocean race, swimming race that you can do in the U.S. And from what we can tell, it's the next to northernmost in the world. There's one race, I believe it's in Norway, that is just slightly farther north than us.
So, I'm not surprised it's Norway.
Yeah.
But that's super cool.
It's a fjord race. They actually race around glaciers.
So, oh my goodness.
And icebergs.
I thought it was cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that explains why this is such a big event for people all across the country, people who are excited to do a northernmost swimming race.
Yeah. Like we were talking about earlier, it's, adventure races in the U.S. is a booming industry, really. You know, we see it with the Alpine Adventure Run and this race, too. I mean, we draw people from all over the country. We've had participants all the way from Florida and New York and Texas and California. We've got people coming from all over the West Coast this year. And in fact, we have our first international participant this year coming from Toronto.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's becoming an international race.
Yes.
We were chatting earlier and you mentioned that there are 60 people that will be participating in this racing.
Yeah. After registration closes, I expect at least, you know, close to 60 people, if not even maybe over, depending on how many people participate in the 1K.
And of those 60 at this moment, you said 47, do I have that right?
47 are from out of town right now, yeah.
So it's a huge draw for people coming from elsewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about that. What do you think is drawing people to the race?
Well, I think the novelty, a bucket item for, you know, people doing adventure races is doing something in Alaska, doing something at a northern latitude. The funny thing is a lot of people think that our water is really cold. Certain times of the year, yes, it is. You know, we have a group of swimmers that swim year round here in the ocean. You know, in the winter months, they only jump in once a week, maybe, when the water is 42 and you don't really swim all that long. But in the summer times, we've got people that are swimming every day of the week, out by the Science Center and in front of Totem Park. And, you know, the water temperature in August will get upwards of 62 in some parts of the course.
Which is warmer than, you know.
Yeah, San Francisco Bay is like 56 year round.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to come to Alaska to swim in warmer water, depending on where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another aspect of this race is that there is a core group of people that swim in Sitka.
Yeah.
That's how they get their exercise is they head out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And they swim with wetsuits.
A lot of them swim with wetsuits. There's a couple that swim what some people call naked or just in a swimsuit. You know, it takes some tempering. You have to work up to that. We don't have anybody that swims year-round just in a swimsuit, but we have some naked swimmers here in Sitka.
And there will be some naked swimmers competing. Is that also
I don't remember the exact count, but I'm thinking it's somewhere close to 20 people that will participate this year, even in the 10K. Race doing 6.2 miles with just a swimsuit on.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. So there are categories for the race. What are the distances and obviously the category of naked swimming and wetsuit swimming.
Right. And then we have four courses for the race. 10K, which is 6.2 miles, 6K, 3K, and then a 1K for people that are just wanting to do a short,
try it kind of maybe
give it
see
a
what
shot.
It's like.
Yeah. And we actually have a lot of our local swimmers, our kids that do that, our barracudas from the swim club here. They jump in and do the 1K.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, you've done this race.
I have, yeah.
And you did the 10K?
I've done the 10 back when it used to be an out and back. I did the 5K one time around. I've done the 3 and the 6 as well now that we have it on a different course.
Oh, so you've done this race many times.
I've done the race several times, okay. Yeah. And sometimes I've done it as when I'm still the race director, which... Yeah, when there's not all that many people is okay, but when it starts getting, you know, to be a lot of people, I have a lot of things on my mind, making sure that everybody's right. safe and things are going as smoothly as they need to. Definitely now, last year and the year before, I did not swim it okay. Because the numbers have grown so much, and definitely not this next year. I mean, we're very, very happy and yet somewhat surprised at the number of people that are going to swim mm-hmm. the race this year. The race is it's a fundraiser for the Baranof Barracuda Swim Club.
Okay.
So the more people that participate, obviously, the better for us. So
great. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I mean, we do want to talk about safety, but before we get to that, I would like to know, as someone who's done the race, what can you tell us about the experience of racing out there in the ocean?
It's a whole different thing swimming in the ocean than it is in a pool, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, not going back and forth, you know, counting tiles or, you know, having a song in your head or something else like that in the pool kind of gets you through it, where in the ocean, you know, especially on this course, you see the bottom a lot of the time you're swimming along. So you get to see things mm-hmm. as you go by. You know, it's obviously a different, totally different environment. There's other things out there with you, seaweed, jellyfish, and especially in front of Totem Park, sea lions. And we've had sea lions come right up to us, and they're very curious. I don't know that anybody has ever been disturbed by a sea lion. Like, you know, a sea lion's never sure. messed with anybody. But I've had one swim right underneath me where I could see its face and its eyes, not quite its whiskers, but right there, right underneath me. And it gives you a little jolt, but it's pretty cool. Once you walk out of the water, you think back about it and think, wow, that was pretty awesome.
So there's never been an instance in this race where a sea lion has kind of forced someone to end the race or made someone too nervous or.
No, it does spook people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a very large animal to be swimming by you. Panic Island swim, which was down in Ketchikan, they've actually had orcas swim by swimmers down there.
Oh my.
And not, you know, they just swim by. And here, we have sea lions that do that. We've got a really famous picture, actually, of Chris Calvin swimming the race. I think it was the third year that we had the race here in Sitka. Of a really big bull sea lion pop up right next to him. Chris had no idea that the sea lion was there, but we've got a picture of Chris swimming along and the bull sea lion's head just popping up right next to him, kind of thing.
It's a great photo.
It's a pretty cool photo.
Yeah. It's probably nice that the swimmer didn't know the sea lion was there.
Yeah. He looks back at it and thinks, you know what? It would have been neat to know that it was there, but probably better.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a big sea lion.
Too terrifying. Yeah. So that makes me think we should talk about safety, even though it sounds like the sea lions are not a threat to the swimmers.
No.
There's safety is a big concern of yours as the race director.
Absolutely. Hypothermia is, you know, a concern for anybody out in any kind of cold water. Water, you know, takes heat away from the human body quite rapidly. So we always want to make sure that people are staying warm as they possibly can and not getting into a place where they're in danger of getting hypothermic. We have kayakers that accompany each 10K swimmer. And then we also have other kayakers out there and safety boats to assist anybody that needs anything in the other races. And one of the things this year, because it is such a big race, we're kind of in need of anybody that would be interested in kayaking with an individual swimmer or just being out there in general, just kind of floating around the course. If they, you know, somebody wants to do that for a couple hours of their morning on a Sunday, that would be awesome.
And you're even looking for boats, is that correct? So if people have a kayak, they could lend to the.
Yes, we have some swimmers coming into town that have, a spouse or a friend that want a kayak with them. And there isn't a way to rent boats in Sitka anymore. So we're looking for boats, too. If anybody just has a boat that they would be willing to lend to us, that would be awesome as
Great.
Well.
Great. For people who are interested, can we give a phone number out?
Yeah, I'll give my phone number is 738-4664. And you can actually, if you are on Facebook, you can go to the Change Your Latitude Facebook page and find my contact information there. I also have some contact information up for the other person that's working on our coordinating our boats and stuff. I'll put that on our Facebook page.
Great.
On the Change Your Latitude site, there's also contact information. Or if you just get, you know, Google the Bear Enough Barracuda Swim Club, you can find my information there too.
Perfect. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you, Kevin Knox, for coming in this morning and chatting about this race.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been great.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.